KMAN's In Focus again on a Tuesday morning. I'm Troy Coverdale. Glad to be in for Brandon Peoples through the week, yep, this week, as he enjoys a week, a couple weeks away with the family. City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler joining us this morning here on In Focus as the City Commission meets tonight. One of the things that is at the forefront of tonight's meeting and has been part of the discussion here for a bit is the discussion over public arts and just what a program would look like in the city of Manhattan. And the policy discussion taking place tonight puts that again at the forefront.
Right, Troy, thank you. This is an item that the commission has asked us to look at, as well as the foundation for the area that's been generating funds for it. It's our Arts and Humanities Advisory Board has also been involved in this process. And probably the best example that we've had recently have been the sculptures, the 10 sculptures that were put down on portions of 3rd Street on public property. So this policy would deal with, essentially art on public property, but we're wanting to look at it as more of a comprehensive policy, not just a component of it. And we've had a lot of experience with mostly sculptures. We are going to have an unveiling of a nice art mural at the Douglas Recreation Center mm-hmm. on Saturday. So that's some original art in one of our recreation centers. So that's kind of a new area. We've got some murals downtown that are private art on private walls and facilities. This policy doesn't really deal with that. It's mainly looking at art on public facilities, but whether that's a sculpture or permanent sculpture like the Native American Kansa tribe member at the roundabout at 3rd and Bluemont, or the clouds out on Claflin near the Riley County Health Department and the State Museum and the Riley County Historical Museum, or Johnny Caw is even really in that component. So permanent sculpture, temporary sculpture like we had last year, and are looking at doing another round of that. There's a lot of coordination and work to be done with individual contracts with artists and, the temporary nature of it. The location of it within the right of way, so it doesn't obstruct anything or interfere with utility. So not only from the background legal work, but the actual site and prep work for the bases and everything else. So we just want to have that discussion with the commission on, what are the key components that they wanted an overall art policy, and it's been mentioned before, and some cities certainly have within that policy that when you have a major capital improvement program, that 1% of the project or some percentage of the project go towards public art. Whether that's we didn't do any specific art at the airport terminal, but we did some different pieces of mostly photography of the Flint Hills. And so even photographs and that sort of thing could be considered aspects of that. And so if you have that, is it on every policy or is it on certain types of programs or structures? And that conversation is one, because once you accept permanent art, you have the responsibility to maintain it. Those are all parts of that component and the discussion that we want to have with them. And certainly the foundation is raising funds to provide some of those opportunities. And they'd like to have some formality to their program. And so that's what we're trying to work towards.
Two things that come out from that, from your points. The first is mentioning major developments and potentially putting 1% of that towards art. Would that be for public entities specifically, or would it include private development?
That's a good question. I'm not sure we could require a private development to put 1% towards art. I'm not real familiar with that. Most of I'm aware of have been voluntary. Mm-hmm. But it mainly, most of the policies I'm familiar with are just, you know, the city, a city particular project and certain types of project. Obviously, there's not a lot of opportunity for a water line or a sewer line. They may be, you know, multi-million dollar projects, but I'm not sure where the art piece is. So is it a building? Is it, you know, a traffic way potentially or a park? That type of thing, and is there an opportunity for that? And we don't have to solve all of these issues all at once, but we would like to talk about some of the key things that we'd like to have put in place to help us with that. And you know, City of Salina is certainly well known for its art program. It has its own art commission, art department that handles all of that, and there's a fairly significant number of staff that manages that for them. They do have that percentage of art for public projects, and it shows as you go into the city. You see different types of improvements, whether it's on an overpass or a sculpture in a park or whatever the case may be.
One of the most interesting twists I've ever seen was actually where I just moved from, Greeley, Colorado, has it literally built in as 1% into their city charter. And so every project that way does become one, becomes something that they will deal with because of the fact that it is that 1% each year in their funding goes that direction. So just an interesting twist in how communities do approach art projects and how they want to go forward in their cities.
I'm happy to see this on the agenda. The main reason, you know, I wanted to see it on there because I talked with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, and they had funds that they wanted to provide for art, but we really didn't have a mechanism for accepting them. And so my main goal was to do that. Like recently, you know, Ron mentioned the mural that's going to be unveiled down there at the Douglas Center, but that thing cost about $13,000, and that ended up being city money, and it could have been Greater Manhattan Community Foundation money if we'd had a policy in place. And so that to me is the primary thing, is we need a mechanism for getting this money from private donors into the hands of the arts board so they can come up with projects. Now, and I agree we need a comprehensive thing, but there's two things that concern me about what's under discussion that I'm not sure I'm sold on. And one is this idea that we just talked about of 1% going towards art. I just don't think that should be mandated, that, you know, we should encourage it. Like if you look at the rec center that just opened over there at Anthony, really nice mural up there made on photographs that you could consider a piece of art. They're going to do that at the Eisenhower Center too. So I think if you build a building, you know, as part of the design, you want to integrate that. But when you start dictating, you know, 1% of the funds, that tends to me to go against, you know, we're working on the Manhattan Development Code, trying to make it more friendly. This just strikes me on the surface as not being friendly, because once again, the city's dictating to you. You know, if you're going to develop something, that you got to put X, Y, Z in there. And 1%, you know, doesn't sound like a lot, but once again, you're driving up the cost of every project. And maybe art makes sense as part of the project. If it does, then integrate it like they did at the Anthony Rec Center. So that's one that I'm not sold on 100%. It'd be interesting to hear what the discussion is. And then the other thing is, and Ron didn't highlight it, but I will, the packet says, we need a new staff member hired at $55,000 plus benefits. And I'm not for that at all. I mean, we're busy fighting the budget, and here we want to add more. And the discussion the past 2 weeks has been, we've got a staff that's underpaid and needs more money, and we want to throw another guy in there. Now, the other side of the coin is, you know, I see the legal argument. You know, you can get into all kinds of trouble with this art. I'm hoping that there's some way we can craft this where the arts board can handle the majority of the workload. And then if a city staff member has to get involved, it won't be a full-time job. I have a hard time identifying this as a full-time job. And I know I looked at what Salina has, and they got this monster department. And a lot of people have sent me notes. They're not really that interested in us growing some other monster department. But we do want to have art. I just think it's a little bit too ambitious, is I guess the way I would categorize the initial discussion packet.
The moment you mentioned that about that mandate, you got exactly into the argument that I've heard for the last 18 years in Greeley, Colorado as well, and that with that mandated 1%, in the city charter that goes towards public art. People want to pull that back so many times because it is something that's in the budget mandated, and it forces maybe you to look at other options when it comes to funding everything else. And it's a conundrum. It is an ongoing conundrum, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah, and if you end up with it, like we've got a fountain in the Rose Garden, I don't even think we run water through it, and we spent $30,000 refurbishing it, I think, about 4 years ago. And so that's one of the things about, you know, public art, and the legal department's absolutely right. You know, if you take this thing, there's this ongoing maintenance thing, and it becomes maybe a burden for, Parks and Rec. I mean, even the Johnny Cause statue, as was mentioned, you know, fits into that. Fortunately, we had a group that came together and managed to generate enough funds to refurbish that. And I think they've still got some left in the account for, you know, ongoing maintenance on even the flowers around it. And so that's what I'm hoping we can do, something that, utilizes the donated funds in a manner that benefits the city without overburdening the staff. But of course, once legal looks at things, and I understand they're looking out for our best interest, it always becomes a little bit more complicated. And that's not to disparage the legal department. It's just that that's their job to, you know, keep us out of jail, basically, is what I've always said when dealing with the legal staffs and the places I've worked. And so it's their job to point those out. But hopefully we can streamline this and make it a little bit simpler.
It's why the lawyers get paid what they get paid. Let's go to the phone line. We've got another caller here on In Focus. Good morning. You're with Mayor Wynn Butler and City Manager Ron Fear.
Good morning. This is Stan Herman. I want to make a comment to the two guests there. They're doing a fine job for the city, and they don't get thanked enough for what they do. They're really doing the best they know how, and they're doing a great job. And they don't get thanked very much, and I just want to thank them for doing that.
Very good. Just a quick note of thanks. That's always good to hear. We'll wrap things up with the mayor as well as city manager when we continue in a moment on KMAN's In Focus.